Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. Welcome back, my friend.
I so missed you. I'm glad I at least called in last week.
We missed you. But Ariel did such a terrific job. I love her so much.
Oh, you guys
She's
did an
so
amazing job. I was stunned. I was, like, really happy for you guys. You did a great job, and a lot of good support from everyone. And so how has your week been? Right now we're still under, we're getting all the bands from the tropical storm of Florence right now. And we're in flood watch, and storm watch, and surge watch right now here in Virginia, believe it or not. It's true.
You know, and it's so large that tomorrow we're expecting the outer bands to be up here.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to go into the Ohio Valley. I heard about that. Yep.
You know, it luckily it's making a turn because we're under high pressure right now, and that's what's really pushing it back out is we have this huge high pressure over us. So it's hot and humid in here, you know, in Ohio right now. I could say that. Might as well be in Florida. It's so hot and humid. But, you know, that's the gift. You know, it's funny how the universe moves things and puts things in places where it wants to be, whether we want it or not.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Well, the concern here in Roanoke is because I am between two mountain ranges, and with all the water we're getting, and we're getting a significant amount of water, even though we're getting gusts of wind, but not like hurricane status, mudslides, all these winding roads here that go up to the mountain and stuff where all the farms are and everything. The rocks can just let loose and fall on your car. So they're just trying to make everybody be really careful and conscientious about this because it's just a different terrain like that in Florida. So, but they're putting some good things out there. They're trying to make sure everybody's safe. And God bless them, all the people that do this kind of work, because they're really helping all of us to be safe until it passes.
Great thing, you know, and this
not
is, you know, it's a great example of this too shall pass, you know, with all the physical earth changes, there is a beginning and an end to it. There is a start and a stop to it. And, you know, all across, especially the United States, we're having all these major shifts and changes in the physical earth plane. And here again, we know that these things shall change. And as long as we wait it out and don't act hastily, you know, things do. We're prepared. That's just, you know, part of what's going on at this point in time, planetarily wise, is be prepared. You know, be prepared for these things. Know they do come and ride the storm out. That's all about that grand square.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And
I find it funny since Neptune went retrograde that it's turned into water issues instead of fire issues, like the volcanic action and the fires out west and all of that. I find that interesting that as it turns into more of the water now.
Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Uranus is now retrograde in Taurus, which rules the Earth itself, okay? And it's in trine to Saturn in Capricorn, which is good, but it's also part of the grand square, which indicates, again, this has happened before. Like all the sightings that we're talking about, other times in Roanoke, we've been through this here locally. But all the other places this storm has hit, they've been through these storms before where the earth was compromised. But the things that needed to stand strong did. And that's that nice trine between Saturn and Uranus tonight. I get that. I get that.
And they will, and that's the thing. Stand strong. The gifts given in the process of a catastrophe can be amazing, even though the whole situation may be tragic at what occurred. The gifts given in those things are just incredible at what can happen. And what stands and what's solid is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Mars is not even 2 degrees into Aquarius, it's out of the water bearer. Hello?
Oh, and the sign of the drama queen there, honey. A little bit of drama comes mm-hmm. with Mars and Aquarius.
Yeah, but also squaring Venus tonight, so the battle of the sexes is up for grabs tonight, too.
That's right. The yin-yang energy, which way is it going to balance? Which will is going to win?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with a grand square and fixed signs, it's more of staying your ground, but not make it into a federal case. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, so I know where you stand, you know where I stand. Do we really need to find a compromise in this moment or one surrender? Maybe not. Just respect each other's belief system. That would probably be the best tack to take right now.
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely. And it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I like using this time period with Virgo to teach them to learn to ask more questions. Because the Mercury in Virgo is very analytical, okay? And it analyzes everything to death, okay? But what it
can do is collect
a tremendous amount of data. So instead of debating an issue, question the issue. Well, tell me about that. Why do you feel that's appropriate or okay? Why is that the right way of doing it? Is there another way of doing it? You know, all of these questions, you know, help instead of the statements and the judgments and coming to that analyzation. So I like this period of time, again, as a result of collecting data and then analyzing it, sitting on it for a little while, and then coming to your own compromise with what's going on and not having to get into conflict with another individual as a result of that.
Absolutely. The way I look at it, with both Mercury and the Sun in square to the Sag Moon tonight, the old saying is, if in doubt, don't. At least not yet.
There you go. And, you know, with it being a Sag moon, you can use levity, like comedy, humor, things like this, irony, to really, you know, lighten the situation up when it does become intense.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a number of people on hold tonight. I suppose we should see what we can do for them.
How about we do that?
All right, girlfriend. All right. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay, doing well. How are you?
Hey, not too shabby. It's so funny when you said that the Mars in Aquarius is a drama queen, because it so is, but I've never heard anyone say that. I have a few people around me with a Mars in Aquarius that bring the drama. They always talk about Leo,
well,
but woo.
There are theater actors. It's a little different than the Mars and Leo. The Mars and Leo are sharp and quick, and they're fun a lot of times. But the
mm-hmm.
Mars in Aquarius, if they step on their foot, they're going to over-exaggerate it to compensate, to try and make it look like it was normal or okay. That's the kind of use of drama queen, is because it over-exaggerates the situation to try and cover up things, to try and make it all still continuous like it works, even though there's that big pink elephant in the room now, but, you know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I've never heard that before, but it still makes sense. Anyhow, back to why I was calling. I just wanted to, as we're like sort of like, I guess, kind of going into the next season and closing out the year soon, I just wanted to see what you see for career changes, closing out the year and going into 2019, what you guys see.
Well, there's still a full season away from the new year, but I can see why you're projecting that right now, because because the Sun and Mercury are sitting right on, you know, your Saturn right now. So Saturn energy is all about how do I reestablish myself and my spirituality, and how do I become the great teacher, and how do I illuminate other people and see what they can't see and help them. Mm-hmm. You have a beautiful chart. But I want to tell you, now, do you still live in Philly?
Wait. You're March 5th, 1980?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
March 5th, 1980. Is that the one you were looking at, Aphrodite?
Yep.
1:29
a.m. Oh, okay. Never mind. I see it now. I was looking at another thing on your chart, completely at the other side.
Okay.
And I didn't see what she was looking at. And I'm like, I don't see it. And then I saw it. Okay.
Thanks for confirming.
And Neptune is retrograde right on top of your Mercury. So because of that, you want to dream a better dream. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time to do that. So I want to tell you, between now and the new year, this is an amazing creative cycle for you. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is Uranus is an early Taurus. Now, it hasn't been there in 84 years. And it's retrograding back onto your Venus, your planet of love and Aries. So whatever you put out there is going to be uniquely yours. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. And that was more of the direction I was taking with this as far as your career is concerned. Remember, you have to come to a balance with your career and that it's a long-term situation. It's a marathon, not a sprint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Aphrodite was so right in talking about, because that's where I was going with the Mercury, your natal Mercury retrograde, and Neptune being retrograde right on top of that and your Sun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What this does is it's all about really self-expression from that third house, bringing out who am I, what am I doing, what song am I singing, what do I believe? Okay, it's all
mm-hmm.
about bringing that out in those creative levels. When it comes to Uranus retrograding back on Venus, what it's going to do is open that up to say, hey, if you follow it blindly, we're going to give you those lights along the way to say you're doing the right direction. So think about what you want to do in the long term with your career, what makes you happy, because your work is a way of life, and it's a peace-loving
right.
way of life. Okay, of what you want to do. And here again, it's a lifestyle, not just a job. Okay, so fit it into your whole entire lifestyle of how you envision what you're going to express out to this world, how you're going to talk to this world or communicate your message to this world, because that's what it's all about, is communicating your message
mm-hmm.
out to
yep.
the world. Okay,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So think about how you want to do that at this point in time over the next few months and start to manifest it. Take small steps in the right direction, and the universe will support you on it.
I'm doing that on one front, but I guess my question is, like, I do have a day job that's kind of, it's getting really, really stressful and there's a lot of political stuff going on and power struggles and, like, I feel change coming. Like, I feel like they might do a reorg or something like that. And I'm just wondering, like, when that will lighten up, because I do have the creative stuff that I'm doing on the side as I try to, you know, make that my main thing. But it's just the regular job is a little bit stressful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're taking, because, again, your work is a way of life, okay, and you take
mm-hmm.
it really personally. You put your heart and soul into your work. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
this job isn't the ideal job, but it's not going to affect
no.
you whether they make a major change or not, is what I'm trying to say. That you're going to still continue to do your best and do the job that you do. You're meticulous, you're detailed. Everybody would love to have you as an employee. So you're a commodity
right.
when it comes to the work you do, okay? So don't take and get so involved in the politics of the crazy of what they're going on with, because it has really nothing to do with you personally. What do you think, Aphrodite?
It really doesn't. I'm just trying to not feel it, I guess. Yeah.
So you have to decide.
Yeah, you gotta let that go.
To play the role that you need to play when you're there. When you walk out the door at the end of the day, or you get off the clock,
mm-hmm.
it's all about mm-hmm. your personal creative freedom. Balance it out, and it will serve you well.
Okay. Just leave it at the
door.
Don't get
the aspects of what you need to create your security. Right now, this is paying your bills. I understand that. But what you want to do
yeah.
is you want to launch, and you want to prosper not just yourself, but everybody else you reach. And that,
yeah.
understand that you're actually two people every day, and go ahead and compartmentalize the territory a little bit so you don't let the dregs of the day overshadow you when you're doing your creative stuff at night to really be where you want to be next year, okay? See, it's all right.
Right.
I walk out the door. The minute I walk out the door or I shut off and I'm no longer on their payroll, I'm on vacation, and now I'm going to recreate me. That's where you need to be.
Okay, I can do that as long as, like, I'm glad that you see that it's not involving me, because when people are so, like, the political is, you know, I don't know if I'm paranoid. I'm like, am I going to get fired?
Go.
Like, what the hell is going
on?
Let it
go. They're crazy. Just smile
yeah,
and be your nice, pleasant self. And you've got that Piscean energy. Just go with the flow and sing a song. And, you know, that's just lovely and nice. And how wonderful for you, you know, and move on. Okay, because it really does not affect you with what's going on with your work. Again, here, they want you. You do what they want them to do. You do a very good job at what you do. You always do. So,
yeah.
Let it
mm-hmm.
release.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And keep us posted, because we, inquiring minds want to know.
For sure. Thank you again.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling us again.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is so amazing. She has so many, like, she's not even a 6 GT. She's probably like an 8. I mean, really, as far as the cylinders she can work on at the same time, it's amazing.
All multitasking. You're there and everywhere.
Yes. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
All righty then. Air code 770, you're on the air. Hello? 770, you're on the air.
No, hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is Shanika.
Who is this?
Shanika.
Oh, how are you? You're so quiet tonight.
Hi. I'm fine. I was just calling in tonight for a general, general reading.
Can you spell the name for me?
Shanika.
Got it. Thank you. Let's take a look here.
Can't find you. I don't know why I can't find you. What's your birthday?
Again? July 23rd, 1976, 5:13
yes, that's
p.m.,
it.
New York. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you still living in New York?
I can't, excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
It's July 23rd, 1976 at 5:13 p.m., New York.
Yes.
Now, do you still
yes,
live in New
it.
York, Shanika?
No, I'm in Georgia.
And what city?
Decatur.
That's right. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Just something general tonight, if possible.
Just want a little focus? I get that. That's
yes.
kind of cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take a peek and see. You are in such an amazing grand square right now that, you know what? You're like a mouse in a cage, and you're running around and doing the same thing every day, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
But you know what? You're safe in a cage. Because a grand square
mm-hmm.
can be challenging, but at least you know your boundaries. So So actually, you're more blessed than most right now. I just want you to know that, okay?
Okay.
But I really feel that what's going on with you right now is that you have several planets going through your ninth house of your own metaphysics, your own spirituality, and what you think your life's mission is supposed to be, and you want more information. It's like you need to have a conversation
yes.
with the divine right now. That's kind of
yes.
where you are, right? Yeah.
Yes.
But I think you're already doing it because I think your spirit is above reproach. No matter what you're doing, you are true, the spirit that you are, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And so that's okay. I think you would like, do you have a relationship now?
Yes, I do. It's been that almost
now,
a year now.
Is it working well?
Yes, it is.
All right, so draw upon that intimacy to talk to this person who knows you better than anyone right now. And then
wow.
also reach out to the people that have loved you the longest, that know you maybe from
mm-hmm.
childhood or when you were just becoming a young woman. Because I think if you balance those two aspects, everything in you is going to come into focus. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do agree with you. But I'm going to take it in a different whole realm for a period of time because this is, all, you know, you with that moon in Gemini and that Sag rising, you know, and the Mars in Virgo, the duality, this square that Aphrodite was talking about, that, you know, you're trapped in a cage of a day-to-day routine. I hear you on that. But this is all about, you have both Venus and Jupiter, your benefactors, transiting through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. Jupiter has already passed over your Arabic part of fortune. Venus is coming into it and going to do that. This is all about looking at what you dream, getting out there and experiencing things. So I think you need to have some more fun is what I'm trying to say. Have you ever thought about zip lining or going hiking or getting
yes,
out and doing something socially? I think you need to start doing that at this point in time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's really to your benefit to really rejuvenate your soul, like Aphrodite was talking about on the spiritual side. I'm talking about on the physical adventure side. I think you need to be a little bit more adventurous, and then you won't feel so bad with the dogma and routine that you have to go through at this time. It will change, but you're in a grand square.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need
okay.
to get out a little bit is what I'm trying to say, and I think you'll feel a lot better, and it'll occupy that time of when you have such a dull routine going on in your life.
Yes. Okay.
You are such a loving being. You know, I want you to know that the angels know your name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight what I'm seeing is I'm seeing the North Node, the cup overflowing the Bible, sitting on your Saturn in your 8th house in Leo, which rules the heart. And you are a heart-driven person, and you really,
yeah.
really care. And I think, and I agree so much with Jacqueline, you want to live your vision spiritually. But if you're going to tell other people they need to balance their life, if you're going to tell other people they need to grasp their joy as it's moving through their life, you need to do
mm-hmm.
what you teach. If you do what you teach,
mm-hmm.
honey, you're going to be so much better. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. Yes.
Okay.
Know your life as many facets every day. And know the plants are always moving. And no, every
okay.
day is not going to be the same, but every day can have a bit of bliss, a bit of reflection,
yes.
and a bit of knowing when to lay it down. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right, love.
Okay,
keep us
thank
posted,
you.
Okay?
Okay.
God
okay.
bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Sweetheart. My goodness. We are so blessed people that come to our show. We are. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 701, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Great, how are you?
Oh. Great. My name is Laurel, and I'm
Have you
from
called them
Fargo.
Before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
What's your birthday?
Excuse me, I have a scratch in my throat. 9/28/64.
And what time were you born?
Sorry, 5:15 p.m.
All right. And what city were you born in?
In Fargo, North Dakota.
I'm sorry, what city?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, Fargo.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And where you live now?
Same.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. That's fine, yeah. All right. You said the 28th, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have a tendency of overanalyzing things too much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Now that people stop there with that vertex, so be careful not to get sucked into people's stuff.
Uh-oh.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I'm wondering about if I'll find a new job soon or how my career looks.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I'm in underwriting, insurance. So, I mean, I don't mind that. I just want to find a good place that people are nice and treat each other with respect, I guess. I mean,
well, you're
unless
right in the middle of your Saturn return and Jupiter, you're in the middle of your Jupiter and your Saturn return. You could not be more blessed right now to find this.
Okay.
Yeah.
For quite an amount of time.
No, I didn't make a mistake. I made a mistake.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me go back.
What?
What's your year of birth again? I typed it in wrong. Sorry.
1964.
Say again?
1964.
Got it. Okay.
You're going to keep making me repeat my age. Oh, no.
Both of us are way older than you, so hey.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just fine with it. I'm just teasing.
You're good. You're good. You're my little leaper baby. So, you and here again, I agree that that you have to find your passion, and I think that's what's going on more than anything else at this point in time. Saturn is going through your 10th house of your career, and it's saying, hey, you really want that ethics, you want that value, you want that teamwork, okay? You want to be able to really be a part of that group effort or that group energy to where everybody is working well. I am going to suggest you go about this a little differently than what you have been. I'm going to suggest you look to the company you'd like to work for because of their ethics and go after it that way instead of looking for it like a normal job and looking at it as what's out there and what's available, what they're posting as far as jobs are concerned, okay? Because I think you could talk, once you believe in something, you can sell ice to an Eskimo. Okay? And here again, if you find the company you want to work for, I believe you can talk them into giving you a job. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Saturn is moving to your 10th house of your career, but you're in a T-square, which means you're more apt to have more than one opportunity. Now, one of them is going to utilize the skills you've already established, but the other is going to utilize those skills with a spiritual counterpart, okay? So you're going to experience both of those things over the next couple of months. Now, interestingly enough, so you were born with your sun and your moon technically in square to each other. So you have to have a private life, and they have to have a life that you feel is fulfilling your purpose, and those two don't necessarily need to be connected, okay? And you are so much coming from the heart. You've got a lot of Virgo, and all that Virgo is great because you're never going to disappoint. When you sign up for an assignment, you you're going to do your personal best, and I know that. You're going to do your personal best no matter what shows up, okay?
Yeah.
You had that desire
to
look at everything and do the research, and I'm the same way. I love that too. But you still want to do something much more spiritual, and that's been dogging you for a while, okay?
Yes.
But I think this is the year that it's going to come together. So one job can be a step up from what you're already doing, and you can make good money. The other one, you might get a little bit of a bump up, but you're going to feel more like it's your mission. So wait it out. We still have several planets retrograde. Do your research. Understand your job description. Understand who you're signing up for as far as a career. Now, have you ever thought of working for yourself?
I would love to. I just don't. I'm unsure of what direction to go if I did, you know, worked for myself.
Well, if you can work for somebody else and still work independently, that's probably the best place for you to be for the next 2 years. Okay.
Yep.
So look in that direction because that will serve you and your purpose and spirit in an amazing way. Because you are so sweet.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Yes. You're like a donut.
I like that scenario. See, I have a question. You said they're in retrograde for how much longer then? How long do I kind of hang tight
Each planet, each planet goes direct in a different time because what that does is it opens one door at a time and shuts old doors or old windows for you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So let me give you the rundown. I'm going to pull it up on screen here to give you an idea.
Get okay.
There, where we are right now. Okay. Right now, we're in a situation where Jupiter has gone direct in Scorpio, which I love that. Saturn's getting ready to do that. Well, actually, these are on the 7th of this month, okay, September. And then we have other planets that are also retrograde. Now, these are planets of process. When you're looking at a planet of process, you want to look at your long-term investment of where you stand right now and how you want that to bear fruit, okay? Now, Pluto goes direct on the 1st of October, the planet of empowerment. But in that month of October, we have Venus going retrograde, too, the planet of love, in Scorpio. So it's time for you to go deep. Marry your spirituality, your deepest desire to fulfill your purpose here, with Mars in Aquarius, which is about your higher mind, the part of you that is born of light. So October, I think, is your month of discovery. And because of retrograde planets, though, I don't think it's going to come completely to fruition and probably until, I want to say, the second week of December. Okay? So those are the timelines you're on right now. So take your time and know doors will open, doors will close. And to use your own beautiful intuition, you have Pisces rising, you have a Neptune in Scorpio, you have your moon in Cancer. You have your own beautiful psychic gifts here. So don't rush, tumble, and run. Rather, look deeply into it. At the end of the day, instead of maybe meditating, I'm going to encourage you to ponder. I think pondering is underrated. But to sit with yourself and go deep inside and say, where do I need to be that serves me and others? Because that's where you always want to be. That's where you always want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I still trust your spiritual integrity with this chart. You are a wonderful spirit. I'm so glad you're here in my lifetime. Seriously.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And keep us posted on your progress. We're here for you every Sunday night.
Great. Great.
Right,
I'll be listening. Take care.
All right. I'll keep you
on.
All right. You
Thanks.
Got it. All right. Bye. Sweet. You can't make that stuff up.
It's amazing how each one of us, like our fingerprints, are so uniquely different.
I know. And what a wonderful thing that is in creation. Everything is different. Even every snowflake. Really? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 917, you're on the air. Hi.
Thank you. I didn't think I was going to get on today. It's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey,
Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi.
The Jersey girl, alrighty then.
That's right. You know, after that, I wanted to let you know, because I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, and you said I told you I was going on a trip to Rhode Island to do some work, and you said it would be profitable, and it was. So, good job.
Excellent.
That was, yeah,
excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yes, I just
so
wanted to know what's
because...
going on. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
listen,
I just wanted to know what's that. Oh. Yeah, I wanted to know what's next for career and like really finances too, because I feel like I'm riding this wave of finally, like, you know, the past is the past, and now I'm, you know, my business is making money again, and it's like hallelujah. I feel like another trip's gonna come along, and now I'm gonna start traveling for work all the time. I'm still in the pondering, like you said. I'm pondering right now of what's going to happen. So nothing concrete.
And what
just
city
yet.
In New Jersey are you in right now? I can't remember.
Well, I think you have it listed as New York, New York, which is fine because I'm like 10 minutes
that's
away.
That's close enough. Okay.
All yeah.
Right.
So Mars is transiting through your first house, and it's going to go into your second house of personal finances in about a month, okay? So
okay.
You're correct. Money is coming in. You are, it's all about that dream. Neptune is there now, but it's retrograde. So it's making you reevaluate. It's making you look at your vision. And so I think you're right on the mark with what you're doing. Mercury and the Sun are going to be transiting through your ninth house and then in November through your 10th house of your career. So you're looking at these transitions and changes that are starting now, because right now both Jupiter, both of the two benefactors of the zodiac are in your 10th house of your career, okay? So you're
mm-hmm.
seeing the beginning stages of setting you up for all this great benefit that's going to be coming for you, okay? And the month of November, I think, is going to be a really prosperous month for you, I have to tell you that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Awesome.
Well, I agree, but no, you're going to be working very hard, okay?
In
and
November.
What happens is Virgo planets go into Libra in your ninth house. See, in your chart, New York, Libra is intercepted in your ninth house of travel. So because you may travel more and do things, you might not always know what you're going to walk into. But you're intuitive enough and practical enough to ride the wave. Like, you might travel somewhere and you expect it to go down a certain way, but it might not go down exactly that way. But because you're a possibility thinker, you'll be able to figure it out. And I agree with Jacqueline that when these planets get into Scorpio and your 10th house of your career, the sky is the limit here. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Because,
awesome.
You know, when you do what you love, your passion is ignited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're going to be in November. I am sure of it. I'm sure of it.
Right, but it sounded like you guys said there was like a boost, something happening in October also, right?
Yes,
so it's like
and it's going to put you in a position where you're not sure why it happened, but at the end of that journey, you're going to realize exactly why that happened. And you're going to take that which you've gained and you're going to bring it to a new level in November.
Yeah, I love that, because it's funny because, like, I got this boost and I really am enjoying it, and there's also a part of me that is sort of like, I want stability with it, you know, like, I want to know that it's going to be consistent, and, you know, it's sort of like I'm already at that next step of, like, you know how people plan out their calendar, like, there's a part of me that sort of desires that, and I'm not there yet, you know, like, I'm just in that in-between stage of, I guess, just being open to the possibilities and seeing what the universe brings me next, which is slightly uncomfortable, but, you know, I know how that goes.
And do it. You're on the right path and on the right direction. Of course, it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but I really, again, here, just let it be, because you know that it's going to work for your benefit. This is the right direction, and like Aphrodite was saying, there's some rocky points, and that's all about faith. No, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Every single good thing in your life takes effort and work, okay? And the universe is saying, you put the effort in, and it will pay off right now. That is a fact. So all you have to do, even though it may be crazy, rocky, and uncomfortable at the stop-and-go-ness of it, let it be, because it's all going to work for your benefit. And remember, it'll get crazy busy, and then it'll be quiet and dead, okay? It's not going to be this consistency yet. So rest while it's dead, so that you'll have enough energy to do the crazy busy that's there.
Well,
now it really
so
shifts
that just,
when it's very
that
stable.
Is that just over
very
the next
stable
couple
in November,
of months?
And I'll give you the dates, okay?
Okay.
Saturn only moves into your first house. You have Capricorn rising. Saturn hadn't been Capricorn for 29 years. It went in there last December 21st on the winter solstice. It's 2 degrees and 38 minutes now. For it to go into your first house of self-awareness and stabilization, that is happening almost the third week of November. It's going to actually move across that line on the 17th of November, and you're going to have found what you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. So,
Jacqueline said, pace yourself,
something.
Knowing it's not going to be like a straight shot, but it's going to be an interesting journey. And that's the most important thing to remember. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. Yes.
So, Jacqueline, just to clarify a couple things that you said, like that this kind of stop and go, is that always how my journey is, or just the next couple of months?
Well, in this,
cycle.
Okay.
In this cycle it is.
Yeah.
On your day-to-day work, which is your sixth house, okay, you have Gemini. So there always is going to be a certain independence or freedom or certain fluidity to it. You can balance out eventually the fluidity as long as you're in movement. You have Jupiter in your sixth house of day-to-day work, so it benefits you not to get into too much of a routine. But it's real rocky during this period of time, and yes, you can get into a good routine towards the end of the year to the beginning of next year. Okay,
and then just to clarify the other thing you said too, I like think about these things after I speak to you guys. So you said that anything that good happens in my life, I'm going to be working for it. So again, is that just like a general comment you're saying for everybody, or is that like specific for my chart, that I'm going to always have to like work for what I want or something good?
Well, everybody has their challenges, and that is a general statement, but you... Okay, most particular, and the reason why I brought it up for you is because your Mars is at 29 degrees Taurus, okay? You are one that has to put a little extra effort into everything you do, because you're right at that final tell degree. You're held at an accountability of, you have, think about it, you have all the knowledge of the whole sign, and you're right at the end of it, okay? So it's all about that. And for you is a little bit more effort always goes a long way with yours, more than anybody else's.
Interesting. I never heard that before. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, both of you guys. I appreciate the reading.
Well,
tonight.
Many blessings. Oh, you
have all right,
a
thank
sweet
you.
Night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cool beans. All right.
Those critical degrees or something else. I'm always amazed when I see a 29
degree. I know. It is very powerful. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Let me see where we're at here. Oh, here we are. So we both know and love. Erica 305, you're on the air, Diana.
Hi, Esther. That's so good to have you back.
Thank you. So good to be back. How you been?
I'm doing better. Thank you. I was thinking about you with, your proximity to the Carolinas, and I heard you say, you're watching out for the weather. So stay blessed.
Oh, it's really crazy here right now. I can tell you that right now.
I'm sure. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you, Deanna?
I am blessed. I'm just blessed. I was wondering if how many more weeks I'll have to stay here at my beautiful motel.
I don't know why you're still there. Jupiter's in your fourth house, with establishing a new home in Scorpio, your sign.
When did it come?
Sun and Mercury are moving to Virgo in your second house of the temple of your body, and whatever temple you're currently inhabiting. I really think the door's open. I think the opportunity is going to come in kind of spontaneous. Venus is going to pass over your sun in about 2 weeks, but and then go into your fourth house and join Jupiter. So I have a feeling it's within a 30-day cycle. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do agree that the door is open at this time for you, okay? I do think it's percolating, okay? I think it can come in anywhere between now and the end of November. So there's a lot of shifts and changes going on as far as your life is concerned this year, and I like it. I was looking at your solar return is what I was looking at, okay? And
okay.
I do find that, again here, I agree with Aphrodite. When it happens, it's going to be sudden, okay?
Yes.
And it'll be for your benefit. I so agree with her with that. Pinpointing the timing of this with all the benefactors that are around you, because you're being held with all these benefactors around you. So it's like everything is good. Like you said, you are blessed, and it's the perfect thing to say for this chart. Okay, you are being blessed. You're being held in a space that is going to hold you until it launches you into your new direction. This is a time where you really need to look at your work and what you're doing as far as your work is concerned and where you truly want your life to go, okay? So it's more taking the focus off of the home of what you're living in now and saying, okay, the universe has got that and it's going to hand it over to me, but now I need to do the work on my own profession. What do I want to do? Where do I want to go with this? How do I want to take this? And I think your focus should be more on that at this point in time than on your actual home.
I don't mind being here. I just want to be able to pay it week after week. The reason for my question is the social worker called me. She said one of these buildings that is going up, you know, for people whose income is sort of limited, is going to take applications on the 18th. However, it's in downtown Miami. And, you know, I've been really thinking of going up north to West Palm Beach. So, and that's on the 18th, which is 2 days from now. So I'm sort of wondering, is that what I want to do? Because I'm not really enthusiastic about going back to downtown Miami.
And I agree with you. I think you're going to know by tomorrow or the next day where you need to be. Because right now Saturn's sitting on your Venus. The moon is passing over that over the next 2 days. And I have a feeling that the Miami thing is maybe not where you need to be anymore. I think the West Palm thing is going to come to fruition. I think you're only a couple of days away, honey, from what I'm seeing here. It's that close.
I appreciate that.
It's that close.
Do you?
Yeah.
One last little question.
Because Venus is passing over your Mercury, too, over the next couple of days. So that there's more than one signature that says that there's going to be something that's going to present itself that you have been thinking all along. That is your new foundation. And because of your reputation with your work, you don't have to stay in Miami. You can do a great job. You know, you have to remember that West Palm Beach is a Scorpio city. Its birthday is November 5th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you can get yourself up there, I feel you will probably not lack for work. Okay?
I worked this week. I'm really feeling blessed. I was able to do what I had to do, and I hope next week comes the same. Do you see me working this week as well for the courts?
Yeah, it's because Saturn's sitting on your Venus this week. Yeah. Sitting on there for a month.
Thank you very much. I don't want to ask anymore.
You have a problem like getting
people.
Yourself through this financially. And the Virgo plans complement that to a certain extent because they're really acknowledging your Jupiter and your part of fortune, your sixth house in the Miami chart of work and service, public, which is what you love to do. And also, during your Saturn, which is about what you've done for a very long period of time, your time veteran, you're an expert, you're professional. I think this week's going to be magical for you.
I appreciate it very, very much. I thank you. I love you both. You're my star friends, and I would like to stay on hold and listen to your other wonderful callers, because they all are.
You got it going on, girl.
Kiss. Kiss.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Me.
All right, we probably have enough time to take at least one more, maybe two. Let's see, where are we at here? Two. Oh, here you are. Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
Oh, Cindy.
Hi.
Yes, Cindy. I just have one question.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing okay. I have decided that I'm going to be living here for a while, and moving is not in my thoughts. And I'd like to know what is in store for me as far as my chart goes.
Why do you feel you're settling here for a while?
I just feel comfortable with it. My daughter, of course, is not in my life.
I have to say, Jupiter's going to start to transit through your fourth house of your home, and so is Venus. And I really think you need a social life. You need something outside of that. It's very restrictive for you.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. So here again, I have to disagree and say you're becoming complacent with something that you shouldn't become complacent with.
Okay. All right.
Mars is transiting. It's not in orb yet, but Mars is coming over your Saturn. So this is lessons learned from the past, old issues. The South Node is already there, and it's conjunct Mars right now. So here again, it's all about readdressing those old issues. What do you want to do? How do you want to live your lifestyle? And, I think you need a bigger social life than what you can have in that area. What do you think after that?
I think once Jupiter gets into Sag, now Venus is faster. So Venus is going to kiss your Mars and Sag first, Cindy. So I have a feeling that somewhere in October, November, that door is going to open wide and you're going to walk through it. But you know what? For you to be satisfied and okay with where you are now, I love that for you. You need this time to maybe have some time of, reflection and be okay. But you know what? There is going to be an amazing opportunity for you to walk into a different lifestyle, and it's coming. So be happy where you are, but keep one eye open for what Jacqueline sees, because I believe she's going to be right in the outcome here, because all of a sudden, you are going to be a little bit of a debutante.
Okay.
That's how I'm seeing it. I'm glad that you have removed yourself from stress with family, because I think sometimes that's your undoing. But I really think that it really has to come in the bottom line about you and loving you.
Okay.
And reparenting yourself in a new way and saying, you know what? There is nothing that's impossible for me. If I find a good opportunity, I can go there. And I can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
The freedom train is coming in November. I think even before November, you're going to want to get on that freedom train. I'm just telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
We want you to be happy again. We want you to dance through your life, okay? For sure. We do.
I know.
Both of us do.
Thank you. That's what I want to do all.
Yes,
I know that. It's coming.
Yep. And I miss seeing you, Jacqueline. I miss seeing you.
I'll be back soon.
I know, but
she's preparing for her journey. Yes.
But the thing is that Charles and I don't ever see you anymore.
Well, I'm in Ohio, so it's kind of hard.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know. I know that. I know that. Okay. All right, ladies.
It's not personal. It's directional.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that. Of course. Of course. Of course, I do. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Wow. You can't make this stuff happen. Well,
no.
Somebody else in West Palm was holding on, but it looks like they've walked out. So can we take one more, you think?
Okay.
Okay. Air code 213, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Toyin. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, but my name is Toyin.
Spell for me?
T-O-Y-I-N.
Cute. Have you called him before?
I don't know, maybe. I think a long time ago, but I'm not sure. I don't think I have.
What's your birthday?
8/13/82.
And what time were you born?
I believe it was 2:09 p.m.
All right. And what city were you born in?
I was born in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Can you spell the city for me?
Shawnee is Shawnee. It's a little small town.
hopefully my computer will find you.
Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma. It's close to Oklahoma City, so I guess you can put that.
Believe it or not, there's about 20 Shawnees in the United States. So.
Yeah, that's true. There are quite a few.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, interesting. So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. So I have a question mainly about what you see in my love life. I've been kind of dating this gentleman for a little while, and I just wanted to know if it was going to be consistent or is it going to be long-term or not.
What's their birthday?
You still live in Oklahoma?
Was it?
You still live in Oklahoma?
Well, not really. I was just born there. I was raised in California. I'm in San Diego, California now, but.
San Diego?
Where are you
in the area code? Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Where do you live
now? I never really lived. I live in San Diego.
Got it.
Now, what's the birth date of this one?
The birth date of the other guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his birthday is October 28th, 1975.
And would you know what time?
I don't know the time, but it's the year 75. I'm not sure what time. No, I should know these
things. That's okay. Do you know where he was born?
I know he was born in Minnesota, but I'm not sure of the city.
Okay, well, when you get the time, get the city, because both of those will go together. But for now, we can use the state as well, so it's okay.
Okay.
For compatibility, it's not as bad as long as he's not born in Egypt or something.
Okay.
You're so funny. I love you. Yeah.
Yes, right.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
this is an interesting connection I've made here, but I'm just wondering, we're very different. We have very different upbringings and backgrounds, so I'm just wondering about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's an interesting combination. It really is. Very interesting. Intensely vibrationally interesting. And so both of you two, and that's what I am going to say, is both of you two have different ways of life, but that does not mean it's not harmonious in the process of this. Your Mercury is conjunct his Venus, so he loves the tone of your voice even, okay, which is quite interesting, okay. Again, his moon is in Leo. Your sun is in Leo. So there's that fiery energy that he really enjoys. There's quite a bit of this, you know, with this one. I'm going to let Aphrodite talk about the Jupiter-Mars connection. But what I am going to say is I would experience this. Go with the flow of this. See where it leads to, because I think you're overanalyzing it is what I'm trying to say. It's an experience that, yeah, the connection, you know, just vibrationally between the two of you is cosmic. You two have been brought together for a purpose and a reason, that's for sure. You know, your Mars are in trine with each other, so you have this flow of energy that works really well between the two of you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, do you know if this person is normal?
Normal?
Well, when I say this, they are, they have to be exceptionally brilliant at the very least here. But brilliant people that are very gifted sometimes do not live in the same social strata as you. Am I reading this right? I kind of get that with this person. He is amazingly brilliant. But I don't think he's always had the support from his main mentor, whether it was his mom or his dad, as a child. But I am seeing that the two of you can rock and roll, okay? But I just want to know kind of a little bit more of where he's coming from. Now, right now, because in your chart, Venus, the planet of love, is sitting on your Mars in Scorpio, your ascendant in Scorpio, in your relocation chart, and Jupiter. So I know you're all in, aren't you? You're all in.
Well, I've been trying to manifest a long-term companion for a while, so I think that maybe I am all in, but it can be just because these are my intentions are to be all in. I've already set an intention to be all in and be open to it, you know, so...
There is a lot of Sagittarius conjunctions here. Not only could each of you benefit from this relationship, you on your path and he on his, but because your security levels are very different. Now, if you, and I want to say this because I can, and you called us, so... there's a reason we're having this conversation. The biggest thing you can do for him is just simple respect and admiration for whatever he's looking at, okay? And to listen more and speak less and be his counselor because you have that ability. See, tell me more. How did that feel today? What just happened? In other words, step in because... he doesn't need to know that you're his mentor, but that is what you will be.
Interesting.
And that's how I see this.
Okay.
So be strong in a quiet way and realize that sometimes he's all over the place. He was born with his sun and Uranus conjunct. I was born that too, with Mars conjunct, Uranus conjunct, the sun. So when he has to launch, he has to launch, and he wants to know that even if you're not right there, you know why. And because your Venus is at the anaerobic degree of Cancer, that can serve this relationship because you love in a divine way. You're a very spiritual being, honey. You're a very spiritual being, honey. You can take the stretch. and you do the thing. But don't let whatever he's going through, when he gets anxious, which he will, don't buy into that. Say, tell me what you're experiencing right now. I can maybe help you with that. Calm yourself down. I know you're a Leo, so you get dramatic too. But for someone you love, you are a very, very good listener, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm a therapist. I'm a mental health therapist, so I am a good listener.
All right. But don't overanalyze it and don't give him too many options. Help him to find his own options with this one, okay?
Okay.
This
tell him
one.
To find his own
okay.
options. Okay.
Yep. Just say, well, you could do this, you could do that, and, you know, you're going to make it. And
okay.
if you do that, it will take the shift that you want to see. It's what I see. Okay?
Okay.
And keep us posted, okay?
Okay, so maybe it could be long term. I don't know. Maybe so.
Well, right now, I think there's something very important and divinely inspired for the two of you to be together right now. Especially Jupiter moving through Scorpio this year. Oh, no, no. Ride the wave. See what happens mid-November. Right now, I'm going to encourage you to stay where you are and maybe look at new ways to communicate with him. But both of you are learning something very, very important right now, cosmically. So don't look to kick him to the curb yet. And don't look to not step in because you have a lot of depth in your own right. Wait it out until the middle of November and see what happens next, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you, ladies. God bless you.
Many blessings to you. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Good work. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North, and Jacqueline, tell them where to find you.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
I can be reached at 540-400-0110. We're so happy to serve you, and thank you for listening and enjoying the show with us tonight and participating, because we love to help everyone anywhere. Many blessings. Talk to you next week. God bless. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.